Technology is making the seemingly impossible possible, and a performance set to take place tomorrow night at the City Recital Hall is one such example. The concert is called Blink, and it's made up with more incredibly by one of its star performers, Jess Irwin. Here to tell us more is biomedical engineer and TV presenter Dr. Jordan Ewan. Jordan, good morning.
Hello, Adrian. How are we going?
Very good. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, tell us what makes this show so sort of interesting, so different, and tell us about its star performer, Jess.
Well, Jess is one of those infectious characters. She's an amazing person who she just changes everyone, you know, who she comes into contact with. And Jess is a professional photographer, graphics designer, website designer, now turned into a musician, which is amazing because in the past it was very difficult for her to play any musical instruments out there. Jess was born with high-level cerebral palsy, and it affects her movements and her speech, but she's an absolutely brilliant person, and you know, I've been friends with her for about 7 years now, and yeah, I've been to concerts with her in the past, and I could see that she wanted to be on stage playing the music herself, so we've been to a few rock concerts, and we decided one day last year to make it happen. We worked with the Australia Piano Quartet, and and Jess helped us and my social business, Psychonetic, before she came on board officially, to design this device that's controlled by your eyes. So we're using completely off-the-shelf hardware. So we've got a tablet PC and an eye tracker that was put into the gaming market to help with, you know, the fact that controllers are packed out with as many controls as you can fit on them. So one of the next things that went into the gaming markets was eye control, where it, a little device will recognize where you're looking on the screen. And we turned that together into a musical device that she could play any type of instrument with her eyes. She's able to loop background pieces of music, and then she can switch over to something like the violin and play individual notes. So she had her debut last year at the Opera House, playing classical music alongside the Australia Piano Quartet, and she's like any instrument. It sounds terrible if you're not practiced up in it, but she has practiced like mad, and she's become an amazing musician, and her concerts are only getting bigger.
Yeah, so basically she's looking at a tablet screen of sorts, much like, you know, we sort of use day in and day out. And
that's right.
What's on the screen? What's she looking at?
So on the screen, it was her design. It was a kind of like a pie with pie pieces, with 12 pie pieces in it, and each of those pieces will change color when she's looking at them. But when she blinks her eyes, then it will select it, and we found that was the best way for Jess to be able to control something with good timing and to be able to control it quickly. So she looks around the screen, she blinks on the pie pieces, and then she can switch the bank, which switches what type of musical instrument it is and also the functionality. So she has a whole range of musical sound at her disposal, and then she's in complete control moving between them all and playing the notes that she wants to play in the composition.
Have you got a history in sort of music sort of stuff yourself? How long did it take this instrument sort of be developed?
I don't. I've messed around with guitar for many years, but I'm not particularly great at it. I don't find enough time for it. I have a big appreciation for music, and I could see with Jess that she had that creative talent within. So it took us actually only 2 weeks to develop it.
Wow.
We had to move very quickly. What we did was we tested it out to see if there was going to be anyone wanting to buy tickets to it at the Opera House. So we said, you know, a new musician playing a newly invented device alongside the Australia Piano Quartet at the Opera House. And then the event sold out before we started creating anything. so we had a bit of pressure. We all came together. We brought a very diverse team together to give different perspectives, both creative, musical, and engineering perspectives. Then we built it together within 2 weeks, and just practiced like mad day and night for about 4 weeks.
Wow.
Up until the concert, and then pulled off this incredible concert.
So how many shows have you done with Jess now?
This would be Jess's fourth.
Wow. Incredible stuff.
So this is her fourth one. Coming back together with the Australia Piano Quartet for a unique composition.
Yeah, right. So it is an original sort of, it's original music that she's playing tomorrow night?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, wow. And it's all been...
It's quite an experience.
Yeah. I did see a quick little video of it the other day. It looks, amazing technology. Mm. What do you think the potential is for this type of technology? What's the future hold for it, do you think?
Well, the idea here is, it's the sort of thing that we explore at Psykinetic. We want to find out how any sort of device out there can be made more inclusive. And the idea for all of this, whether it's through independence or creative expression, what we're aiming to do is to really move society towards being a more inclusive society, because, we've got many friends who have so much talent like Jess, and really technology is just a tool to help us get there. And so that's why we look at what we can do with different devices that are already out there, already available, and already available to the masses. How do we make them more inclusive? And getting to see Jess demonstrate the power of creative expression through technology alongside an amazing group like the Australia Piano Quartet, it's just one of the best ways we can really start to feel it. Mm. And that's what we love about it.
No, well, good on you for it. I think it's incredible. It's original. It's obviously very clever. And Jess, like that smile on her face, she's just loving it too, isn't she?
Is it? She's amazing. Yeah, that smile, very infectious.
Absolutely. Well, Jordan, thanks for joining us today on The Daily. The concert tomorrow, it's called Blink. Obviously, we know now why it's called The Blink. And it's City Recital Hall tomorrow night. That's right?
That's right.
Jordan, thanks so much for your time. We'll speak to you again sometime, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Adrian.
There we are. That was Dr. Jordan Ewan there. He's the CEO and founder of social business Psykinetic. It's aimed at empowering the equality of life for those living with a disability. It's very, very important work. As we heard, it's very clever, isn't it? Come up with an instrument, totally original, and she controls it all with her eyes.